I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice series. I was recently in shul, and we were having trouble getting a minyan. And the child walked in. People asked him, "Oh, are you bar mitzvah yet?" And he said, "Yeah, bar mitzvah already." And everyone was happy, and we were able to daven marav with a minyan. But upon reflection, I was a little bit troubled, because why would we trust the kid when he says that he's bar mitzvah? Granted, if he was already bar mitzvah, he's already 13, then he would have ne'emanus, he would be able to be believed, but perhaps he's still a katan, and he was lying. On what basis do we have, and this is the common practice in many shuls all over the place, that children, we ask them, "Oh, are you bar mitzvah?" Yeah, and we believe them. On what basis do we have to believe such children? When I looked into this, I saw that this is in fact dealt with by numerous poskim. Uvivadi Yosef in Tshuva Siyabiyah Omer, Chelik Dalad, has this exact question. And he is a bit hesitant about his approach, about why it would be okay. But based on the Kaf HaChaim, Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, he thought the basis would be based on the concept of the Sveik Sveika. There's a double doubt. And in essence, Rav Avadi explains that there are opinions that hold that a katan as well is able to join to a minyan. You don't need to be a bar mitzvah in order to be counted as part of a minyan. And therefore, in a sense, there's a doubt. Perhaps you don't need to be a gadol in the first place. And then furthermore, we have a doubt. Maybe he is in fact 13. And therefore, since we have this double doubt, maybe you don't need to be 13. And even if you do need a 13-year-old to bar mitzvah in order to complete the minyan, perhaps this child is in fact 13. Therefore, we could rely on the child's word that he is a gadol in order to have him join to finish the minyan. In Sefer Isha Yisrael, they quote Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It gives a different approach to why we believe this child when he says that he's bar mitzvah. And he bases it on a concept which we find in many, many places, that there's a milsa da avida l'guluyei. This child, it could be eventually revealed whether he's telling the truth or not. And therefore, based on the fear of being found out to be a liar, there's a certain higher level of ne'emanus. There's more of a reason to believe such a person. Therefore, even though typically we don't believe children, a katan wouldn't be believed under such circumstances where there's a fear that he could be outed as a liar, he has a higher level of reason to believe him. Interestingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman ends off with another point. He says that what happens if the child, let's say this kid was in fact not bar mitzvah, and he goes around saying he is bar mitzvah. When his father finds out, his father's going to scream at him. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's the reason that we should trust the child, because after all, he has a fear of his father as well. I'd like to end off by pointing out that there are practical ramifications of which approach you adopt. There's an nafka mina. Rav Avadi continues in his tshuva, and he says that when it comes to being a chazan, we shouldn't trust children. That's based on the idea that the whole sveik sveik, this whole double doubt, was that perhaps you don't need to be a gadol, you don't need to be bar mitzvah in order to be counted as part of the minyan. However, when it comes to being a chazan, Rav Avadi argues, perhaps you do need to be a bar mitzvah. Therefore, you no longer have a double doubt in order to allow a child to be the chazan. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman's approach, that there's this argument of milsa David Lugulis, since he could be outed as a liar, he is believed, that applies even to being a chazan. And therefore, if you look around, the common practice seems to be that we do trust children in order to be the chazan. And it must be that we're adopting the approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach.